Blog Talk Radio. that I'm the one.
Know that I'm the one.
But you're always taking. Ain't got no time to wait. I knew I wanted you, thank God now I can show it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Baby, you've been waiting, here it is for free. We can't keep playing these games like you don't deserve to be. Present here with you, you present for me.
Yeah.
Soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel.
Yeah.
I just make love to your soul, deeper than you ever felt it.
Yeah.
I knew this love existed, I'm just happy it came through your body. Going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option. You know I got you, baby. You know I love you. I know how to keep you. That luxury love, whatever you need. For you way too much. Take as much as you need to. That luxury love, yeah. Luxury love.
Luxury, luxury love. Luxury love, man.
It's just a luxury with me. Luxury love.
Luxury, luxury love. Luxury love is missing.
It's just a luxury with you, babe. Yeah. You're shining like the sun, shining with you. You know I like to face it, getting it up. Your purple water's dripping, I'm drowning, going deep in. So don't you try to save me, baby, cause you need it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Oh, baby, you've been waiting, wait. Here it is for free. Yeah, we can keep playing this game like you don't deserve to be. Present here with you, you present for me.
Yeah.
Soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel.
Yeah.
I just make love to your soul, deeper than you ever felt it.
Yeah.
I knew this love existed, I'm just happy it came through your body. We're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option.
You
answer.
Know I got you,
you know I love you. I know how to keep you, that luxury love. Whatever you need, for you ain't too much. Take as much as you need. So spaced out, doing the most, explode. Shoot to the stars with me. Synergy is so chosen.
Yeah.
But I need your face down in the pillow.
Just go,
let go. Give me some slow mo. Yeah, it's over, sure.
Say that I need my flowers, but I'm not gonna. nah, 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 nah. Good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we create, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy, forever shining this light, hey. Thank the Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like we, I got love we know. Baby girl just text me, says she coming over. And when she reach, you want me fit, turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? No bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me closer. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it turn up the song. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, ooh yeah.
Yeah. my catalog. In this life I come across fans and hoes, and I like to give my fans a roll. Curse of the talented, everywhere I go they wanna change clothes and pose. But my wife be in my dreams, bruh, no I couldn't see ya. I saw a silhouette, I know I can make a way. But when I wake up alone, no, no, I just break out my phone, phone.
I'd get too jealous. Could you be from the east or overseas? I learned my lesson, I'm way too western. Could you be my favorite ethnicity? I'm just undressing all of these sections of my thoughts.
Think it too hard. Think it too hard. But I really wanna
share. I can make this many songs on a day. When I had a pair, but she on me head. I'm a terrible.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my esteemed co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. How you doing, Stan?
Oh, I made it. I'm so happy to be here right now.
I am too.
Yeah.
That's what's up, definitely. I'm having a beautiful night here in Philly. How's the weather up there in the mountains?
Well, it's kind of muggy, but it's nice now because at least we're below 90.
Okay. I can dig that. I can definitely dig that. That's what's up. I am, what was I going to say? Let me finish introduction here. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why the average when you can be raw? I'm not even going to ask you, Stan, okay? I'm not even going to ask you. We still plotting the caravan to come up there in the mountains. To come and get you with some raw links on you.
I hear you.
Oh, man. This is a beautiful night. It's actually, I think it's in the 70s now here, which is a major, major difference than what it has.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's been in the 90s and the 100s lately. We've been having this crazy-ass heat wave, you know, but it's all good. It's all good. Now, Stan, I want to know, because I know you brought something. I'm trying to get away from that, using that word delicious on every show that I host, because it's actually, I made it, I started saying it specifically for the Love Zone. So I'm going to just ask you, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, actually, I got a little something short and sweet that's going to, put a smile on the face of our captain of Sappy out there.
All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
The little haiku. Sunlight to the soul. Love's breeze to the heart and mind. Your spring in my life. And that's that haiku.
That is beautiful. I love haiku. I am just not, I don't know, I'm not good at them because I have so much to say and I go way past the syllables, the amount of syllables that I'm supposed to use all the time. So it's all good. I actually have an older piece. I don't even remember when I wrote this, but you know I'm the queen of untitled pieces, Stan.
Oh, I know.
Read that thing. I'm going to read it anyway.
All right.
Okay. Your words feel like home. It's every syllable formed by tongue and lips, a vibration projected from your vocal cords, stimulating the tiny hairs of my inner ear, beating the drum of my life. My spirit dances in sync with each breath you take, anxiously awaiting the next word to be spoken. The gentleness of your voice is my soul's rapture. You speak the language of the universe where black and white become a colorful place, turning my bittersweet wait for love into a waterfall of pure emotion. Removing me from my place of pain and loneliness. So I fervently indulge the time spent to just listen. Nothing could wash this feeling away. I wish that I could bottle the feeling I feel from you, and I would cure the world. And that's Debbie.
Oh, wow. I love that last line, too. Bottle and cure the world. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that, Danielle, yeah. That was beautiful. That is beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, I'm a full of audible here, as my diva always says, because one of the poets has a show to get to soon, so I'm not going to make him wait too long, so... But I got to skip over the first couple callers and get to him. And it's up to Venom.
Hello.
Hey,
here we go.
Venom, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Hey, Standard Man, how you doing?
Oh, Venom, I'm doing good. It's good to hear you.
Thank you. The Perla Negra, I'm going to put you on punishment.
I can do it if I want to.
I see. I ain't mad at you, but, you know. Let me just go ahead and get it in, because I don't want to hold nobody up. I'd rather hold them down.
What did you bring for us tonight?
Well, you know, a lot of people like being in the tub, right? And then some people like to be in the shower.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk about being in the shower.
The mic is yours.
All right. She enters the shower. She's reaching for the soap. Water trickles down her back and her spine tingles because vapors rise from the shower, steam fogging from the mirrors, smells reminiscent of strawberries, and I stand in awe of her beauty. She is feeling on this night a little extra horny, and the water pressure is hitting her just right, in the exact spots that would trigger her erogenous zone to get her hot, because that pool nanny is now dripping, but it isn't that H2O. She created her own shower right between her thighs. Liquid starting to flow. She adjusts the shower head and brings it down just low till it hits the tip of the clit, and she says, "Oh, that's that spot." And she says, "Whoa." She says she's never done this before, but it feels so good. She just can't stop masturbating to the pressure of the water, causing her water to, let's just call it, a shower-bation. Yes, bringing her much sensation because her nipples begin to harden from this wicked temptation. And it's almost like a vacation because the water drips and travels to spots on her punani that no lips have ever reached. Legs spread and they begin shaking because soaps are moving closer trying to get in on the action. Her head is tilted back in much satisfaction. Locks are dripping. She bites on her bottom lip, turned on by my reaction because she sees that I'm watching her. I'm gazing, staring, I'm imagining. I see her through the clear glass, picturing her drenched in the water while I'm smacking on that ass. But, on this night, I think I'm just going to pass. Right now, I just want to watch. And she says she wants me to watch. So now I can see how she is shivering in an orgasmic experience. Showerbation got her shivering. Water is delivering the greatest nut you will ever have. As you scream out, "Oh, my, I'm coming." So tell me, did you enjoy it? Because I did. One hell of a showerbation. Instinct.
Well, yes, that was. Wow. Okay, that was indeed steaming.
Wow.
That was hot.
Yes, he did.
Okay, I know. All right,
damn.
I should have known to expect that.
Hey. He came here straight up with erotica. That's what he brought. That's what he delivered. Now we can all take a cold shower.
Yes, right. Man. Go take a cold shower now. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna have to do part two another time. No, but there's a part two to that. But it's called After the Showerbation. So I'll come through next week and I'll drop that.
Looking forward to this one. Yeah,
that was a super hot piece. It was dope too. Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking time to come through. I'm gonna let you go because I know you got business to handle. All right.
Yes.
One love, one
mic.
Thank
you. Peace.
One love, one mic.
Damn. Well, all right. Wow.
Say that.
Wow. That was
hard.
Yeah, that's a hell of a kickoff. Okay. Oh, now we're going to open up this next microphone to C-34 Music. Hey, C-Double, welcome to Poetic Fasty. How you doing tonight?
Hello. How are you? Good to hear from you. Venom, you did your thing. I'll be over there in a little bit.
Yeah. I wish I could go over there, but, you know. I can't leave y'all, so it's all good. I'm going to catch it again. How are you tonight, C-Double?
I'm doing quite well, trying to keep the peace. Of course, you have the older lady coming out the room again after how many times? Four times?
Lord,
I'm looking right at her.
They just want to leave you alone and give you a break, will you?
Yeah, I tell you. How are you?
I'm good, actually. I'm good. Aside from my allergies attacking me, because it feels like every microbe is trying to invade my upper respiratory system, just above the neck, you know. Nose is clogged up and running at the same time. My head feels like it's a barrier around it, being squeezed between some kind of vice. My ears itch. You know, I'm just having a good time. My eyes are on fire, you know. But other than that, I'm great.
Wow. That's a combination.
Yeah.
Stan the man. How are you this evening?
Actually, this evening, I am just very chilled. I am just glad to be out of the heat.
Yes, I noticed your poem. It was kind of like that commercial that said Bush beer. Yeah, I kind of felt that way when you was reciting it, and I felt like grabbing a can.
Okay. Don't let it be the nice cold.
Yeah, that was nice.
Thank you.
It was very nice. Now, Mr. C-Double-34 Music, I know you brought something for us to listen to tonight.
You're going to melt me with that voice. You know that, right? You need to stop that. You're going to melt me with that voice.
Me? That's a good thing, though. That's a good thing. That means that
I can't be melting right now. You know, I have to turn up thermostats and crap.
Oh, Lord. I don't know any other way to speak to people that are kind to me and have shown me support and respect and love, so... It's the only way I know how to speak to you. Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
That's what's up. Definitely.
Yeah. But I got something for you. Hopefully it's a teaching lesson.
Ooh.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called But Sex Ain't Love. I've broken and brought down backboards like Daryl Dawkins and Shaquille O'Neal, having this babyface whip appeal on more than two occasions, if you know the deal. Made cameo appearances visiting alligator women in Louisiana, leaving them with sparkles, giving them something they could feel. Embracing pitch-perfect nuns, because that's my habits. Satisfying sisters with voices, making them weak in the knees. But sex ain't love. They were this artist's canvases from New York, Carolinas, and Atlanta. Didn't need baggy magnums. I had a selected advantage. Put me on an island in dungarees in a bungalow. Turned me into a Japanese porn star, acting as a doctor wearing sweatpants. My name is Hung Lo. Forget the moves like Jagger, Waylon Jennings, and Merle Haggard. You'll get plenty satisfaction, but just discover. I'm not a card you can get money back, no. My hips don't lie like Shakira in the tornadoes in Tasmania, and the devils fear me. Don't get weary in well-doing. Tell me when I'll see you smile again. Damn, you got a big butt that could be poisonous. But sex ain't love. Is your pH balanced? And are there skid marks in the path I'm traveling? See, I'm hanging downtown back and forth, shaking pants off this mattress. If this is love, why do I feel me being attacked here? You're talking out the side of your neck. Ow, that hurts. Tell me the reason why I've lost you like dropped candy. You let me slide in with just a touch of love, and all I got was a snapshot. You super freak, you cold-blooded, you burn me up within your flame like herpes you ushered. Which reminds me how, yeah, you got it bad. And you don't have to call to confess that nice and slow is your game. Trying to tell you, but you don't hear me though. Earning, learning, burning a man, just an example why sex ain't love. And that's that piece.
Damn. Whoa. Man.
Sheesh.
That was a man eater he ran into. Damn.
No doubt. She was, wow. Wow.
Wait, you have to be careful.
Wait.
I hear you.
Like,
definitely teaching. Yes.
Like herpes. Like Usher. Wait a minute. What did you say? She burning up?
You know where that comes from. You super freak, you cold blooded. You burn me up within your flame.
Wow. That was pretty deep. That was decent, though. I like that. Yo, you stay coming with, you know what? I like that. Yeah. I am trying to add words to my vocabulary so I don't run the risk of, you know, just constantly repeating the same words over and over again, because I've got awesome, amazing, cool, dope. I'm trying to change them to something with the same meaning, and I'm going to do it. I just gotta check my. I don't know. I'm gonna go back and remember what I learned and replace some of them words. You know,
look,
like,
I'm trying to figure out how to use elucidate in a sentence right now. So,
oh, don't even get me started on. You know what? That we're gonna leave that up to for real. You know how these words bug him, right?
big words. Yeah, okay.
And the syllables. I'm going to write that down now, so he can, so I can mention it to him on Monday night. He might fire me for that one. Oh man, thank you, C Double. That piece was really that. Let me think. Hold on. That was superb. I loved it. Thank you. There you
okay.
go. That's
well,
another way
you.
Of saying good.
Thank you.
Above
there
average.
You go.
I'm gonna send you over to the therapist's office, and you know, the females next door, and got don't go knocking on Roberto's door, because he waits specifically for my diva, okay? And I don't want to set him off tonight, because I'm going to have to fuss him out if he come at me wrong, come at me sideways. So go next door to, I forget her name, I think it's Barbara or Melinda, something like that. Go over there and talk to
her. You forgot her name.
I did.
Her name's not that important. Shoot, okay.
Not tonight it isn't. Not tonight it isn't.
All right, I'll be over there.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. I got, guess what is coming up next. You ready for this next call, let's see?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to open this up to my diva, Miss VIP. Thank God you are here early, because Roberto is over there tripping, girl. He can't wait for you to come up in the office. Yes, how you doing tonight? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
I am good. How you staying? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great tonight. Man, the gentleman came out smoking.
Yes, they did, both of them.
I'm gonna calm it down a little bit. How about that?
That'll definitely work. But Diva, before you get into your piece, you want to tell everybody what you got going on in the Tiffany universe?
Absolutely. On Wednesday night at 9 p.m., my Diva, which is you, Aprella Negra, and I are in the Love Zone, and the topic is to be announced. And then Friday is Express Your Vibe with me and my phenom host, Poetic. And that's at 9 p.m. Yeah. And y'all come on out. Don't suppress it.
Oh,
that's express it.
Oh, I like that. Oh,
I
like
that.
Oh.
One, yeah.
Yeah, I hope you remind. I hope you keep that, girl. You got to put a patent on that, John. I like that right there. Don't fuss it. That's a club, definitely.
That's a nice catchphrase. I like that one.
That's what I'm talking about. Write that down in case you can get that. Okay. Now, while I'm writing this down, because I write kind of slow, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
I did. I even titled this piece. It's called Addicted.
Oh,
all right.
Then. I like it already.
Yes, I do too. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is messed up. I find myself daydreaming of you. Then as the sun sets, I'm wanting you. Since I met you, I thought I'd take my time. No expectations, but I want more since you touched me. Then when you kissed me, I wanted everything. Addiction hit. What the hell is this shit? Your arms held me close. You initialed your name in my mouth, on my body. Called me gorgeous. Made me feel so beautiful, sexy. I was immediately sprung. I was needy. I wanted more hugs, more kisses. I thought I was done with men. I married two of them, divorced them. But you came along, got me wanting to be your significant other, maybe your missus. I love your smile, your humor. We have fun. For once in my life, it's not about the physical, not all about the emotion. It's the way you make me feel. You penetrated my mind. Now it's only you I want to speak to. It's only you I want to kiss, to hold, to love until we're weak. I thought it would never happen. And that's that piece.
Damn. You know what? I can see how somebody like that would be easily addicted. Easily. Girl, making you feel all kinds of ways. Just, and beautiful is that number one feeling right there. Man.
Yes.
Diva, I love that piece. Girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stan?
I loved it because, like she said, been there twice, kicked him to the curb twice, figured she was done, and that's what love does. When you think you're done with it, uh-oh, it ain't done with you.
You got that right. Just when because you say, you know what, I'm through, no more, I've had enough. And next thing you know, you getting kicked in your ass by, you just caught up in it. Out of nowhere, you're like, come on, what is this? Did I say I was done?
Like, what are you doing?
Oh, Diva, thank you so much for that. Yes, it is. Oh, man, that was beautiful. I think we've all been there, honestly. I really think we've all been too addicted to that one individual at some time in our life. You know what I mean? Not saying it's not real love, but, you know, it's easy to... Girl, don't even get me started. I'm going to take off the whole show going up here. I'm going to put you over there. The photo is ringing my other phone, getting on my nerve. I ain't even going to answer it. Can you please go over there and calm him down, give him what he needs?
On my way.
Crazy. Thank you. Please. Damn, here she comes, Roberto. All right, girl. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Okay. I don't know what's going on here in the studio. There we go. This thing. Oh, man. Okay. Before I open up this next microphone stand, I'm going to do this real quick, okay?
Okay.
Baby, baby.
I have a time trying to turn that volume down. It was killing me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Poetic Therapy, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. We are coming up on the 10 o'clock hour. It's actually 9:55. You have up until 10:59 to call in and get through, to put your hand up and be heard. After that, the Blog Talk Lady ain't got no chill. So I want y'all to get in here. I'm going to give you the dial-in number one more time for those of you that are streaming online and didn't hear. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And make sure you press that 1 to be heard and to participate. We love you too. Now, we're going to open up this next microphone to Penny, affectionately called by David Mott. Welcome, Janice. How you doing tonight, Diva? Welcome to Poetic.
Good evening. Hey, LaPrella Nut Dust and the Man. How are you two?
Doing wonderful this evening.
Awesome.
How are you, love?
You know me. I stay sleepy.
Girl,
I think that's why I sound the way I do, because I'm sleepy all the time.
Look, you know what? You are a mother, and that right there is good enough, okay? Because we don't even know what sleep is after we had them babies, honey.
Sleep
goes out the window for real, okay, right along with privacy and mental stability, okay?
Yeah. I got a chance to unplug this week, so staycation.
Oh, that was good.
I kind of step back a little bit every time around this time of year, but it gave me a chance to do some writing and some creative things, so that was good to do, a little bit of a recharge. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. That's what's up. there's a message that needs to be delivered to you, but Stan, I believe it was posed to you to deliver the message, Stan.
Yes, I know. From the gentle gentleman soul of David Mott, Penny, I'll wake your ass up, and then after that. After that, he put on it, "You can tell her I said it, Stanley Phillips." Just remember,
yes.
I'm only the messenger.
Yes. You know what? He knows he's my favorite.
Aww.
He knows it.
I know he just talk about melt. I know that just melted down just now. Lord. Oh, you should see all the hearts.
Oh.
Oh, man, I love my Epiphany Theory. Y'all the best, I swear. Well, I'm glad you got a little bit of rest and relaxation because you deserve it, sweetheart. You definitely deserve it. And I got to commend you on the awesome job that you do over there on the event page, man. You just be getting it in. And speaking of event pages, why don't you tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Yes. So Monday is going to be so epic.
I definitely.
Okay, so Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is the Soul Cafe, hosted by For Real the Poet, Poetic, LaPrella Negra. I'm going to be on the event page, and we are going to be highlighting the works of our CEO, author Larry Maddox. It's going to be epic. I think we'll be able to do Pick Up Your Pen, but there's so many works that we may be highlighting, so I don't know. Either way, it's going to be a ball. Make sure you come through.
That's awesome. Man, I am so anxious to hear you go into action. Y'all definitely got to come through, because this is going to be, yes, this is definitely going to be epic.
Smith may even come through. Who knows?
Hey,
he'll at least be on the event.
I know he will. He'll be lurking somewhere if he don't make his make some noise. He'll be lurking. His presence will be felt for sure. Oh, man. Well, now, Janice, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight, love?
I have something that I wrote this week for my little break, so hope you enjoy.
All right.
The title of this is Breakfast at Gertrude's.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I wanted to show you this new to me spot where everything is deep green, established, and densely overgrown, where the street is brick paved, and if you're not careful, you'll end up walking beyond its edges. But things move more slowly on streets lined like these, where commissioned artists turn planters into stitched pillows and blue abstract leaves. I wanted to take you to places I know where realization lingers near, spaces like the marbled second floor on Art Museum Drive, the one that takes me at least 2 hours to almost absorb, where I could have learned more through you, and I would have lingered. Essentially, Janice, Breakfast at Gertrude, in peace.
Girl, oh my God, I can listen to you every day, all day. Your voice is so soothing, and your words are absolutely exquisite. I just love this piece. Oh, man, every part of it, I can visualize everything that you're saying. From the streets, I see cobblestone streets, okay,
yeah.
and leaves, lots of lush green land just, you know, growing out into the street, but it's not covering everything. It's leaving some seats open, and oh man, I can smell the air, and oh God, it just, it's like a thing. It's nostalgic, you know, where you can see the old street lanterns, and oh man, it's just beautiful. Thank you, Stan.
Thank you. Mission accomplished. Thank you.
Oh yes. Yeah, the imagery was crystal on that. And you have such a wonderful voice and a great cadence to it. It is. Oh. It is storytelling. It's beautiful storytelling.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You bring this warmth with you every time your presence is so, man, always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, what I'm going to do is put you over there in the therapist's office. You're going to have to wake up. I don't think any of y'all are going to get in Roberto's office because he is just falling head over heels with VIP. I don't know what she did to him, but can't nobody get at him no more. So you're going to have to grab a glass of wine and go on next door to the other therapist. I don't even remember her name right now.
That'll work. That'll work.
All
that'll
right,
work.
Girl. All right. One love, one bite.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Stan, uh-oh. Guess who we got next? Think on wild guess. Oh, man, we got us a Mr. Metaphoria. Welcome to Poetic
Thug. You know,
Thug,
I never know
man.
When I'm going to be in line, but when
go.
You hear the host say, uh-oh, I'm pretty sure it's my motherfucker.
Yeah. There you go.
When
there
I heard
go.
That, uh-oh, I said, well, I think I'm next. Yeah, yes. Let me say, all of everybody that's in spit has been wonderful, but Penny, you're going to make me get you pregnant. Keep up that. Keep it up.
Oh, man, that does.
You're going to be in the WIC office.
Oh,
I'm trying to tell you. Yes, it's going to be juicy juice everywhere, goddamn.
Oh, right.
How y'all doing tonight, though? What's up, Stan?
Well, between you and the WIC office, a lot, evidently.
Yeah, that's where you got to send them, Sam. You got to send them to the WIC office.
Lord,
I like that white grape juicy juice. Only problem is it's going to give you the shits when you drink it. Like, so if you drink some juicy juice, don't go nowhere.
Okay.
That's the, you know why? Because it's actually, out of all the crap that they put in our food and the mess they give us, that's actually real 100% juice. Okay. They don't play with their food.
100% shit and juice. As soon as you get done with it, your stomach going to say, oh.
You know what? When I was pregnant with my first, and that was my daughter, I craved a can of Juicy Juice, the cherry, and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches throughout my whole pregnancy with my daughter. That's what I would drink almost every single day, and that's what I would eat every day, peanut butter and jelly and cherry Juicy Juice. And you know how big them cans are. I literally drank the whole thing.
That let me know, Danielle, throughout that whole pregnancy, you had rounds with constipation and diarrhea. And that peanut butter going to block your ass up, and that Juicy Juice going to make you have them water.
It actually kept me kind of regular. Well, but you know what? You know what? It was other things I ate because I would go downtown to the gallery
I was going
to the corner store.
Oh, you're talking about a store. I was going to say, yes, I do too.
It's called
Quite
the gallery. Skilled. Well, they call it the fashion district now. They done changed it up. But they had Auntie Annie's pretzel joint down there next to the Cinnabon place. And then they had a smoothie place right next to that. And that was my three favorite places. I'll go get me some pretzels. I get me a Cinnabon, and I get me a pina colada smoothie, all large size, and waddle my ass back on home and have a good time. Good and pregnant.
That's funny.
Good time. And I was supposed to be on bed rest because I was high risk pregnancy, but you wasn't keeping my ass still back then. Now I ain't got no choice because I hurt too much. But back then I was on the go.
Yeah. I know that's right.
Mr. Metaphor.
Well, I'm going to spit and get out y'all way. You know, this is different for me to be doing this on Saturday, so it damn near feel weird, but I'm going to try to keep up with everybody. I ain't going to do no nasty shit, but I got a little something.
All right.
All right.
The mic is yours.
This is called The Fire Within Her Eyes. I remember when we first met. Her eyes intertwined with mine and my mind, and it was as if heavenly harps played a tune in which only my ears could hear. Yet we were still so far away, even though we were near. Time passed by. So many times my mind said speak, but my lips felt weak, and I couldn't understand why. But on this day, I found the courage to simply say, hello. So much more my soul wanted to bellow. I wanted to tell her how the sparkle in her eyes held my attention. I wanted to mention how her walk hypnotized me, and I wanted to walk behind her every step. How her smile erased the memories of every time my heart wept, but quiet these thoughts were kept, and all I could utter was a simple, hello. She stood there, just a little over 5 foot tall, but her presence made me feel so small as I trembled in fear of what she would say in return. My heart was racing. My feet continued pacing, but only in my mind, because in reality they never moved, and I'm glad they didn't, because if they did, I wouldn't have heard her say, about time you spoke to me. From that day forward, it was her and I. Roses caught in mid-bloom could never explain the beauty of emotions in which we were consumed. We viewed life through the eyes no longer hidden by the skies, and when we were together, the sands of time stood still. Because this bond was so deeply rooted, it seemed unreal. If only the world could feel what I felt, warming sensations that could make the largest of icebergs melt. And it all came from her fire of angelic beauty that burned inside. You could see the flames dancing within her eyes. Nevertheless, it was as if we spent day after day in competition of who loved who best. Hanging on to each and every syllable spoken as life began within our breath, and together we breathed. I remember when we conceived. We birthed through soul ties, a promise to never tell our souls lies, because love was built upon something different. We longed for something different. though we traveled one another's horizons and zones, we found ourselves trapped inside a love zone. Without worry, we dove into the abyss that most people seem to miss by placing opinions over emotions. Love was an ocean, and together we decided to die and be born again within the waters deep. Now I lay me down to sleep, awakened from a dream that seemed so real, searching for the one that could truly make me feel all I felt inside, the state of fantasy that just teased me with what my heart has been needing. Eyes now bleeding, with each drop pleading for this beautiful scene of a dream to replace this nightmare of reality. In actuality, this dream can become true and prove all doubts to be lies. It's all about finding she who holds the fire of love within her eyes. In peace.
Damn, yeah. I mean, jeez, I'm jealous. Damn, that was beautiful, man. That was absolutely magnificent. I love that. Oh, my God.
Let me say it right now. I have no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, that great romantic piece, and it was a great romantic piece, from Mr. Metaphoria, David Mott. Bravo, sir. Beautiful piece.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Damn. Yo, you need to make an audio book for real, because it's not enough to just read the words that you are writing. We need to hear this, you know, we need to hear your voice recite this. Look, you got it. Yo, that was a beautiful piece. Thank you for that. Thank you for calling in tonight. Showing some love, yo. This is a treat, y'all. This is a treat. We don't hear from him too often.
Thank y'all, and thank y'all for listening. And I want to let everybody know we're approaching August, so the holiday season will be coming up soon. If you want, like, rent a motherfucker services, like, I will post on the Facebook page and shit, like, we go together throughout the holidays. I will say sweet nothings all on your social media and shit. For $19.95 a month, I will be your social media boyfriend. So you can tell your mama and him that you ain't single no more, you know, that you found somebody. I'll make it look like we are really in love all over social media. I'll be posting my brochure soon. It's called Rent a Motherfucker. That's going to be the name of it.
I'm sitting here listening, waiting for some real advertisement shit, and he coming out with it. All right, so you're going to be Rent a Boyfriend. That's what you're saying, Rent a Man?
No, Rent a Motherfucker. No, Rent a Motherfucker.
Rent a Motherfucker. Well, post that on the event page. Make sure you post that on the event page.
Yeah. Nah, not a problem. I will do.
I'm going over there to the therapist's office. You can't go in Roberto's office because he's holding VIP captives. He done fell in love with her. But you can go next door to the woman and she'll talk to you.
I'm going looking for Penny. I didn't take 4 Cialis's and I got 3 Plan B.
She's sitting in the waiting room with her feet up. I got recliners over there, so going over there.
Mm-hmm. That's how I want to be. That's exactly how I want to be, with her feet up. In the air.
Body. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Lord have mercy. I thought he was going to say something serious. I should have known better.
I should have known better.
I'm sitting here with a serious face, and I swear I was waiting for him to say something serious. Oh, Lord. Well, we go from Mr. Metaphoria to a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Welcome to Poetic Coffee. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing fantastic. How's everybody doing tonight?
We are fine. Listening to Metaphoria's crazy ass. We're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, man.
Hey, Stan,
that's
how you feeling?
Awesome.
Oh, Joe, I'm doing fine, man. I am. I really am. David got me. He sat there and put out that wonderful romantic piece. And then comes up with this Rent a Motherfucker. I'm telling you.
the young old man. If y'all don't know him by now, you never gonna know him.
Okay. You got that right. Lord, he always going to be Mr. Metaphoria. I don't care what angle he coming from. And, oh, he's going to be Mr. Metaphoria. I swear. That man is crazy.
Yes.
We love him now.
He's a unique artist, for sure. He's definitely an individual. I dig that.
Okay. All right. Joe.
Yes.
What did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Or do you have something on your mind you want to express?
Oh, yeah, I got something. It's called How Far Is It?
Okay. Well,
all right.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I've traveled many miles to find it. Never seen yet stood right behind it. To be blinded by love, to be guided on a path to nowhere. My red-tipped cane leads me to pain. I stumble once again. I regain my footing, cautiously inching forward. There are no signals pointing toward it. I must feel my way. I must find a way. Rainy days alone will no longer do. Spring flowers are in bloom. Love could be over the next dune, over the next mountain. Is love taking a drink from this water fountain? The tension is mounting. My heart is pounding. I think I found it. She whispers, hello, I think I know you. That glow you possess, who sent you? I went through hell and high water to find you, and I responded as I did for you. Love is not measured in distance. Love is not treasured in resistance. Love is not giving by submitting, though some may disagree. Love is sought and shared in may very well be found in the greenery of spring. It's my piece. Thank you.
No.
Oh.
Oh, and it's Love Kick tonight, and I am loving it because I, for one, am in love with being in love. I just, everything about it, and that piece was just beautiful, Joe. Oh, wow. And it's true. That is so true, man. Oh, man. Sam?
I love it. I mean, the whole idea, like he said, there are no signs. There's nothing, you know. And like he even used as one of the beautiful metaphors in there, him with his red-tipped cane, tapping his way along, stumbling, trying to find his way. That was outstanding because that's what finding love and falling in love is. It really is. You're
absolutely
not sure where you're going. You're really not until you get there.
That's right. But you know, the most beautiful thing about love, it's simple. It's not complicated at all. It's completely and totally simplicity. Oh, man, Joe, you know what? You always bring it, man. You always do. I love that piece. And thank you for calling in tonight. I'm going to set you over there in the therapist's office. You're going to have to go next door to the woman because the man that I hired is being held captive. Ms. VIP. I think it's her voice. I really think it's her voice, Joe. Thank you for calling in, man. Say again.
So that's definitely understandable.
Okay. Yeah, she got that it's sultry, that move, and it's just you can't help but pay attention and listen, like. Yeah, talk to me some more. Oh, all right, Joe. Thank you for calling in. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man, that was love. I love love, man. I love being in love. I love everything about love. All of that. Whew. All right, we're going to open up this next mic to our Canadian connection. Got us a Lady A on the line. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing, Diva?
Doing great, thanks. How about you?
I'm feeling good. Fight these allergies, but I'm good.
Yeah. The poetry's great, isn't it? And I have to say that I love David's romantic poetry the most of his poetry. I like that kind of poetry, and he does it very well. That was a beautiful piece he wrote.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Those pieces, gorgeous, too.
All of it.
Love
thank you. Thank you. Yes. And you know I'm a fan of yours, too. You're quite the romantic yourself, Lady A.
Well, thank you. I brought a little piece just kind of sort of like that. And it's called Gifted to Me. Shall I read it now?
The mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. Gifted to me. Embers stirring flames into burning. Crimson blaze urges from dark days emerges. Touch within reach or miles ocean deep. Deny your sweet kiss from pressing my lips. For now we continue to wait. My sir on the moors longing endures, implores, come to Ramsgate, 'tis not too late. Where skin to skin make love to the sea's din. Butterfly touches, body rushes, the kind only love can create. You love me for me, take joy when I speak. My words to you I impart, and poetry fills your loving heart. Each new day begins with your dimpled grin, love overflowing, 2 days foregoing, no matter how long, I will wait. Who knew that we two from different worlds grew, a love I believed was not meant for me? We came back to each other, dear heart, my lover. We are destined, appointed, designed. It is written, our fate. End poem.
Oh. So.
Wow.
We are destined. It is written, our fate. Those words. Oh, God. You always make me feel some kind of way with your poetry. Good thing, though. It's a good way.
Lady
A,
that was beautiful. I love that.
Thank you very much.
I know right now somewhere, after what every single poet has done tonight, I know Larry Maddox is in rapture right now.
Wow.
You know it?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on.
This has been
a flood of romantic sap. Let's be honest.
Yes, it has.
Oh, my goodness. It has been.
It has.
It's been beautiful.
And you know he is the king of sappy, okay?
Oh,
I love it. Yeah.
I know he's loving it. I know he is. And we're going to find out because he's actually on the mic next after you, Lady A. So we're going to find out.
There you go.
Yes,
right on
girl.
Time.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Lady A. It's always a pleasure. And don't be a stranger, sweetie. Send you over in the therapist's office. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you so much.
One love, one mic.
Woo! Let me open up this next microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic is the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. What it do, baby, baby? Welcome to Poetic Therapy. For real, you all right?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. What it do, baby love?
What it do? I wasn't ready. What it do? What
I know. What's up? Hey, let me get my radio voice back on. What's up, y'all? Hey, Standing Man Phillips. Hey, how are you doing? For real,
I'm doing great.
Oh man, y'all caught me off guard. Yo,
we were talking about you.
I heard that, and then I went off to the had to do something, and then I come back. I'm like, Larry, I'm here, Larry. I heard Stan said, and yes, I am. I love the sappiness. I heard David Mott with his happiness. Very, you know, David is a very deep writer. Very deep writer. He's an asshole, but he's a hell of a deep ass writer. You know,
he is indeed.
He gets into character. He goes all the way in. Yes, he should be doing some audios, mm-hmm. some voiceover to that nature. You know, it's a very talented community that we are in. These poets, Stan himself, with that narrated, how should I say, narrator's
mm-hmm.
voice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Miss Curly, you know, it's a lot of talent up in here. I just heard Lady A, beautiful piece, beautiful, mm-hmm. sappy piece. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's a beautiful sappiness.
Yes, and everybody is bringing it. Everybody from the very first poet to the band. Well, Venom brought kind of the I want to grab you and throw you in the shower type thing, but it was still on a love thing. Everybody is
yeah,
it was love tonight. Okay.
I think you could say Venom's was kind of sappy. It was at least going to end up sticky.
It was steamy and sticky, but it worked. It worked.
Ooh.
Everybody else is bringing this love thing tonight. Everybody's on this love vibe tonight, for real. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. You know, I did hear Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, my big brother. I heard him as well. I didn't get to hear my other big brother, Venom. You know, but it's been the air. It's something in the air, the energy. People are raising their energy, you know. I think there's a mutual hard-on going on across the universe.
mutual hard-on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, people are romantically haunty, and they're bringing their sappiness, and it's like everybody's bringing the sappiness except for me, because I don't think the piece that I have is sap. I didn't choose a sap now. I think I would call my piece, if anything, poetry.
Okay.
It's poetry. Can you hear the word I'm saying? Poetry.
Yes.
Three syllables.
Poetry. Yes. I hear you. Okay,
I just created that. I need you to write that down.
Okay.
Poetry. It might be sappy, you know. My stuff can't help but be sappy, but, you know.
Got it. It looks like purity, the way it's spelled, but it's poetry.
Yeah. I can see that now. I'm gonna work on it.
I'm gonna add an extra R in there. That way, it's.
Yeah, you had only put one R.
Yeah.
Two R.
Yeah. I got a word for you too.
Oh no! I heard earlier in the program that C-44-34. You know, I mess his name up all the time. Clarence. I'll call him Clarence. I heard something going on, and you said you were going to mention it to me.
I wrote it down. I will wait.
Oh, you're going to wait? No, you want to give it to me? No, yeah, wait till after I do the piece, because that might mess me up. You know how to. I'm pretty brittle. You know, I'm old in my age. Tell me after the piece.
All right, I'll definitely tell you after the piece. Before you get into your piece, though, for real, could you please let everybody know what you got going on in your epiphany universe?
Yeah. Hey, well, in my epiphany radio universe, we have the Soul Cafe Monday night, 9:00 p.m. Eastern Time, with the Soul Cafe. Where we do some creative writing. We groove all night long to some neo soul, hip hop, R&B, some jazz. You know, we have a good time. First half of the show is dedicated to open mic, so get there early. And this show, I'm not sure what's going on, because we got some shenanigans going on. From what I hear, they're going to be reading my works this week, and which should be fun. It's a couple of people I can't wait to hear. I can't, you know, Wow, I can't wait to hear y'all do my stuff for real. I'm really, you know, excited about this. This is funny. This is fun. And we have some challenges in there, too. Some people got some, you know, some people were scared to take some pieces. I ain't going to say no names, Darnell. She wanted the easy piece because she said she wanted to breathe. You know, she said she wanted to breathe. While she did her piece, so I gave her something nice. But I'm looking forward to hearing her too. And you know what I'm saying. But we got some challenging up there, y'all. Make sure y'all come through to hear Miss Essentially Shanice curse at least 50 times because she's doing No More Rope. She's performing No More Rope. My brother Van, the challenge for him. I talked to Van the other night, and I told him I was going to deduct him completely if he sounded like me. You're not supposed to sound like me, Van. By the end of the conversation, he came to the point where he said there's a certain part in there where he has to sound like me. He can't help it. He's just going to do it. So I said, okay, all right. He put a disclaimer out. They're going to be doing For Real the Poet Poetry. Come Monday, y'all. It's going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time, I'm sure. So stop past the Soul Cafe Monday night, 9 o'clock p.m. That's that piece.
Thank you. That was very nice. And I am very anxious to hear everybody. And I'm kind of anxious to do what you gave me, too. So this is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's going to be like what Shanice said, epic.
I can't wait to Vicky. I mean, you got J Bob the Wise Son performing Black Enough.
Wow.
I'm trying to tell y'all I'm gonna if he loses his breath, I'm gonna deduct him.
He said he's gonna
practice, you gotta get in the boot camp before you do these pieces. I don't know if I'm gonna deduct him. You made me feel bad. But let me see, Miss VIP. What is Miss VIP doing? Oh my God, somebody's doing a good damn lie, Mojave.
Wow.
Yeah.
These are some
Van
of your most powerful pieces.
Yeah. Van is doing something smooth. Van is doing We Kiss Life Together, which is a very beautiful, beautiful piece. Sappy piece. I'm trying to remember what Miss VIP has. She has a romantic piece. David Mott has a sappy piece. He wanted to do the sappy. Yeah, he likes the sappy piece. I know if my brother Joe out there, I know he's calling in. He's done my work many times, and I love this guy, you know. So, hey, man, you know.
It's going to be awesome. Oh, man, oh, man. I can't wait. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, so. So I'm looking forward to that this Monday, y'all. Y'all be there. Don't be squared. Y'all be there. Don't be squared.
I know that's right. I'm right, for real. Yes.
No, I forgot. Rain. Rain is Rain is performing something. I wanted to give her something very perverted to do. I wanted to give her some poetry to do. I forgot the piece that she's doing. Poetry. Make you go.
Okay. Well, she got that voice out. Miss VIP said Beautiful She is the piece that she will be.
I kind of figured that. Yeah. Can't wait to hear her do that, darling.
Yes, Lord.
This is actually going to be a star-studded tribute to you, for real.
That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. I'm blushing already.
Well, then I'm doing my job.
There you go.
Look, you are one of the heavyweights in the poetry universe.
Girl, I'm a midget in a large.
No,
large,
you got it. No,
girl,
you got
I'm
it.
A midget.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you ready to do your piece for us tonight?
Yes, I am, Miss Pearlie. I've been trying to do this piece all week, but either my phone call drops or I sound like a robot. So before all that starts, let me get into this. So I'm going to try to do a piece that I've been trying to do all week, and it's called My Pen.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. My pen screams, frustrated. The frustration has been holding in, wanting to release. It longs to be set free. My pen screams, the ink from it echoes across screens, touching upon long ago memories of life's pleasantries and things. Many are the stories to be told about the love between you and me, life. In between the screens, what's felt is what it needs. My pen, it screams, it yearns to bleed. Love's quill, my pen screams poetically, feel me. See, I'm taking in all that life's ink has to offer, dipping the instrument that I write with deep into its wetness, not asking, waiting, praying, or begging, just gently bending it over and reaching in with both hands up to my shoulders into the sweetness of life's behind, allowing its sticky to coat these lips as I taste its honey, parting its golden silkiness, putting my head in it. See, I'm not fucking around this lifetime with it. I'm going to get mine from life this time. I'm going to fuck the shit out of it. Bust a nut up in it. Lay it down, spread the legs of it, go down on it, all the way down in it. Life has so many flavors, and one by one, I'm going to taste it with these lips, suckle it, life's clit, before I stick this man in its interests. Moan acoustical lyrics, groan, echoes against the walls and shit. If I like it, if she likes it, pinch the soft mounds of it as I play in it. Hold on to the warm breast of it as life's breath rushes. Talk shit to it. Whose thickness is this life? Tell me how you want it. Tell me how you need it. I want to be in you as seasons change. Foreplay in the fall, winter, and spring. Traversing your walls as summer's gone by. Leaves fall knee deep up to these walls, climbing your walls, watching snow cascade as it falls. It's winter and I'm about to come up in it. Life feels so good. I'm about to explode, planting my seed in it. Life, I'm gonna get this motherfucker pregnant. Unload all this protoplasm I've been holding in, life and I sharing in all these spasms, we both keep having them, the strongest ever orgasms, volcanic are her eruptions as she's coming, the blood pressure of life rushing, passions released, the inner walls of life squeezed, glistened are the veins of me, by her slippery, I'm coming and giving her all of me as we proceed in living this life, making love, learning to live, living to love, learning to live and love, to love and live, learning to live, love and fuck.
anything that wasn't included in the above passes. See, this is my message, living my best life on a mission and on purpose and living, laughing, and loving life. Shit, fuck it. Living, loving life. Shit, fuck it. Living my best life. Fucking it. For real. Life. My pen screams. The ink from it echoes. Many are the stories to be told. My pen screams. Many stories will be told about the love between you and I, between you and me, life. In between the screams of it, you can feel what it needs. It yearns to bleed. Love's quill. Love quill. Makes my pen scream poetically. Feel me for real. In peace.
Damn, you know
exactly.
I wish I had an applause snippet that I could play right now. Was that right there? Deserves a standing ovation. I love that piece for real. You put your heart into that.
Thank you.
Performance. A plus, man. Oh my
God. Thank you.
My pen screen. Wasn't that one of the prompts that you gave us to write to one time on Monday night?
I believe it was. I believe it was, yes.
Yeah.
And I said I would go back on it and touch it up. And that's what I was doing before the show, touching it up.
Now you make me want to touch up mine. I got to find it. It's in one of my books. But I love that piece. It was absolutely exquisite. Stan?
I'm going to tell you right now what I put. For real, master spoken word performance.
Wow.
That was outstanding. Your emotion through that whole thing. Every word, the right emphasis, the power behind it, that was classic.
Thank you, Stan. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. Man, thank you for that. For real, it's always a treat, man, to hear you say always in your life.
Hey, well, hey, you know what? The greatest reward, well, not the greatest reward, but not coming off sounding like a robot or being dropped is the greatest accomplishment I have made tonight.
Okay. Okay. That's that good energy going around up in here. Everybody, see what love does? Everybody bought them love pieces that trapped, and that's what it did. It opened the door wide open and kept a clear path for you to go ahead and fit your feet. That's a good thing,
and
Miss Pearly,
let me say this before... before I get off of here, something from one of your shows, it may have been this show, it may have been the Love Zone, I'm not sure, but something, it continues to echo in my mind on a daily right now. I can't get it out of my head. And that's, Lord Jesus, as soon as I said I can't get it out of my head, I lost it. No. It's about this show when I said I wanted unexpected. Remember when you were having the conversation about falling or having a connection with someone that you don't know? I forgot how it went.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how we would love to have it unexpectedly, you know, going out with somebody, not knowing that that person would be the love of your life.
Yeah.
And it happens. And I think about that each time I traverse this earth, walking here and there, wherever I'm going, and I happen to glance over at somebody, you know, a female that you know, might catch my eye or whatever. And I look at them and I say, you know what? Nope. Uh-uh. I want it to happen unexpected. I ain't going to leave. I'll enjoy the beauty of that woman. But I don't let my mind wander off because I want it to happen unexpected. I wanted to happen just like we discussed it on your program. And that was a beautiful program that you gave that night.
Thank you. Oh, Bosco, what's up? Mm-hmm. I think we all, you know, it turns out to be pretty sweet when it's unexpected, because you're like, later on when you finally up in it, you're like, oh, who knew?
yeah, because I don't want to go in. I don't want to be thinking about it. I only want to, you know, it takes a lot of energy, work, planning, all that stuff. Let's just, you know, enjoy life together. As I say in that piece, that Van is going to spit, let's just kiss life together and see where it goes from there.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. That's beautiful. Thank you. Wow. That's
Thank
so
you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. For beautiful. Real. That magnificent mm-hmm. piece and the lovely sentiment. I'm going to send you over in the therapist's office. You can't get in Roberto's office because he's being held captive by the CIA.
That's not where I would want to go anyway. So send me over to Joe. I want to go see Josephine.
Okay, there you go. All right. Well, I'm going to send you right on over there then and tell her I said hi. And we will talk later. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Baby, baby.
Indeed. One love, one mic. Yes, sir. Take it soft.
Yo, man, that is, yo, love for real. It's crazy. He's like, he's a giant, and he don't even realize it. He really is. Before I open up this
I heard the microphone. I heard the line, the midget line. I heard that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I'd
okay.
have to say this, but for real. If you're a midget, you're in the land of Lilliput.
Okay.
Because you're a giant.
That's what's outstanding. All right, before I open up this next microphone, I'm going to do this. This is necessary, people. So let me give a little station identification break here. Okay. I don't know why it won't play right now. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. You are listening to the radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. For those of you that haven't raised your hand and the ones that are streaming online, you have approximately 10 minutes to get in here before the Blog Talk lady blocks you or kicks you off, because she ain't got no chill. So y'all get on in here, press that one, and participate. We love you, too. Now we're going to open up this next microphone stand to area code 513. Ooh, wait a minute now. Hold on. Acting a fool. Area code 513, welcome to the Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Peace and blessings. This is Mr. Romeo DiNacci.
Romeo, hey, how are you tonight? Awesome.
I'm well.
That's
Mr.
what's up.
Peace and blessings, Mr. Standing Man.
Oh, good evening to you, sir, and very, very welcome.
Thank
absolutely,
you,
sir. Absolutely. How are you feeling?
I'm waiting on my knee surgery next month, but other than that, I'm enjoying the show.
awesome. That's so awesome. I'm so glad you called in. This is a treat because we don't hear that often from you, man. And we kind of look forward to hearing from you. Really. Yeah. And I'm glad you called in.
I appreciate the compliment.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy listening to you as well.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Now, we're going to send some prayers out for your knee surgery and what you got to get done. But I want to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, seems like the theme is love. So,
well, it's actually open mic, but you can follow suit. And whenever you're ready.
Now, my piece isn't as epic as the CEO's piece, but I'll share my thoughts.
That'll work. The mic is yours.
The piece I'm going to bless you with is "The Way You Make Me Feel." I ask that you lend me your ear, touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. Time and time again, I'm anticipating when I can be with you, when I can look at your smile and see the truth that I knew we were the two. There's never more than a second that I don't think about you, only for a moment, but I don't want to be with you. And that's only because I'm thinking about the moment to be with you. I feel you smiling, because I'm doing the same, thinking I can turn your smile into screaming my name in your dreams. When dreaming of the day forever we can be, you and I together in the end is the future I see. I want to be your station so I can show you that you're my reality. No need for you to say you'll be with me. I'll watch while they show me, ooh-wee, is how you have me. You'll be begging for more when you have me, caress your feet. But first, I rub your temple, massage through your hair, then whisper the sweetest belated poems in your ear, because I was out with the air. But the smile on your lips and heart is my only kiss, so smile till your face hurts. No, trust, believe that I work at this until it works. I'll even work overtime so you understand how much I want you as mine. Speaking my thoughts and my truths on the way you make me feel. Imagining how wonderful this is real, how it will feel. Can't explain it. It's the way you make me feel. And I never want this feeling to leave. I want you to never take it away from me. If I gotta forever be by your side, then sign me up for eternity. Because when I say I won't be, only the love of God would have wanted more for me. This is the way you make me feel. And it's the greatest feeling that can be. That's my thoughts.
Wow. You right up there with the rest of them. That was absolutely beautiful. It was breathtaking. Everything you said to her. How can a girl resist? That was, oh my God, that was exquisite. I love that piece. Oh my goodness. Sam? Mm.
Thank you.
Wow. Romeo.
Yes.
Excellent name. Excellent name. After hearing that, excellent name.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Definitely. That was a poem about love that I think even Shakespeare would have a smile on his face over. I do. That was nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was actually created because my poetic big sister said I couldn't write about love because I wasn't in love. So I said I'm going to write about the desire for love. And that's what I came up with.
Well, you proved her wrong, that's for sure. You made a liar out of her. That right there, that is the epitome of loving someone. And oh my goodness gracious, to make a girl.
Okay, then, well, when I get her, I write that. I might recite that to her then.
Oh, you must. It's a must that she hear that from you and only you. That was beautiful. Oh man, thank you so much, Romeo, for calling in.
Thank you. Peace and
blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Peace.
Enjoy the night.
Blessings. You too. All right. Man, yo, you got the heavy hitters coming through. And speaking of a heavy hitter, we can get hit with a rainstorm. We got my girl, Rain. Hey, Diva, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
What? Oh, family, what's happening?
I can't help but giggle hearing her voice, saying I can't help it.
That's all right.
Yes. What's good, girl?
Yeah, working. You know, I'm on a time crunch. I got deadlines for my website, so. I'm just over here working and listening to all this love stuff, and I'm like, what do I want to do? I know it's open mic, but I don't know what I want to do because I don't have anything new.
You ain't got to bring nothing new. I got to keep reminding y'all, and y'all know this.
I know.
Poetry is timeless, okay? Because what's
but the only ones I like are the recent stuff. The only stuff I like is my recent stuff, and you've heard all that. Stan hasn't though. It would be new to Stan. Hi, Stan.
There you go. And besides, poetry doesn't have an expiration date either.
Okay, I appreciate
exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. Okay.
But I'm just sad that I miss David being romantic, and I miss my little sis doing her what she does so well, and then I miss everybody else being nasty.
Girl, you ain't been going that long.
I'm saying tonight I wasn't on the show. You know, I was at the grocery store because I'm 2 hours behind. So while y'all doing your thing, I'm on like normal business hours time over here, like need food in my house. So
okay. All right, well, look, girl.
Okay.
What did you bring? Guess what? It's all right, whatever you bring. Okay.
I'm going to do love. Let's just do love. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do short. Hold on. I just came across this very short piece that popped up in my memories.
Oh, cool.
Well, whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is titled My Limbs. I remember how you used to bend your words around me. Stretching my limbs like sunset yoga, like pigeon poses. Remember how you did that thing you did? The push and pull, the tugging at my hips. Damn, that grip. The way your palm fiercely kissed my open invitation to take it all. Riding the thick of my backside with the bump as I grind. Ankles grasped, spreading my thighs wide like eagle's wings, open to feel your lust push through me, like a gust of wind lifting me higher with you standing tall inside of me as tippy toes dance on headboards in the back of your head. Had me clawing carnal motives on your flesh in sync with our fearless movements of wantonness. Eye contact followed by reckless abandonment. I used to love how you bent your words around me. And my limbs, too. That's right.
Oh my!
I got excited. I'm over here picturing this. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
I think I'm going to rewrite this and make it longer.
You can make it longer.
I don't know.
You ain't got to rewrite nothing. All you got to do is add to it.
Are you?
You
I was about to say.
Nothing. Okay, Sam.
That had all the images, the metaphors, everything you needed.
The way he wrapped his words around it. Oh, my God.
Girl.
I just was
you
like,
know
oh,
what?
This would
There's
be nice.
There's a great old
longer.
Saying. A really great old saying, Ring, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
Okay. I actually loved this piece. I totally forgot about it, and it just popped up in my memories. And I was like, I didn't want it to end. Like, I enjoyed reliving that for a minute. So,
definitely. I love it. I love it. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, Diva. What I'm going to do is send you over to the therapist now. And therapist
yes,
office. And maybe you can grab a glass of wine and grab one of the recliners and finish doing what you got to do. Make it do what it do, baby.
Thank you.
Hey, girl. One love, one mic.
One love, one
wow. Yo, there they came through. We got one more caller here, and this is one of my favorite New York joints. We got ourselves a J-Rob, the wise son. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Love, how you doing tonight?
Me? How y'all doing?
Oh,
what's going on?
Great.
Stan the man, it's been a minute.
Hey, has
sir?
It not? How are you doing there?
I am not complaining about anything anymore because I get a chance to talk to you for a hot second, sir. How's everything with
there
you?
There you go. Actually, this evening has been amazing.
And you have been missed. Please and believe.
I know it.
Yeah.
We've been up to our eyeballs and not only work but also dealing with this drought out here on this property. It's been a beast.
I can only imagine. But I'm glad that you're still here. No matter how bad it is, I'm glad you're still here to talk about it. So I'm blessed.
Amen.
It's good to hear. And when I hear you, I know I'm blessed.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. What's up?
It's another day in the hood. I ain't complaining about nothing. And everything in the world is all right.
It's all good. You know that.
And when it's all good, it's all right.
Okay. Ashe. That's what I'm talking about now.
Ashe. So what's going on?
Oh, not much. We're chilling. We got the heavy hitters along with yourself up in here bringing all this love and goodness and this amazing energy. Man, these pieces are exquisite.
I should live to be so lucky to be a heavy hitter. I'm just a cat that's a humble servant to the poetry gods.
Stan, you hear this? You hear this? I love humility, but do you hear this? Come on now. You are one of the giants, the poetry giants. Trust me. I know. I appreciate. I recognize the awesomeness. And man, one of the best, and you know it. But I love the humility as well, and it's always
Let's just put it this way: I'm going to rank that one up there with about believing that he's not a poetry giant about as much as I believe for real's a midget. It ain't happening.
Okay.
I have heard you spit. I have been on the show with you and with Van. Don't even.
Okay.
You are.
Don't even.
You are a solid, real, great poet.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Poet Laureate. Okay. That don't come by every day. Okay. You are amazing, okay? And I can't downplay it. It's just the way it is. You are up there, man. Love it. How was
your
day
today? Thank you so much. Listen, I got a chance to try on a tuxedo for my nephew's wedding. Found a nice place in New Jersey for some good cigars and spoke with a couple of cats about some good smokes. Got a chance to come home unbothered, and I didn't want to miss this show. So here I be. I got work to do, and I'm here with y'all. So my day is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
And it sounds like it all fell into place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and you know, I'm always tickled. I'm always tickled for you, somebody else. Before you get started on your piece, though, can you please tell us what you've got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
I'll make it short and brief. Don't miss Thursday night. Do not miss next Thursday night. Do not miss next Thursday night. Please do not miss next Thursday night. If y'all enjoyed this past Thursday, the red light, trust me, don't miss next Thursday. If you enjoyed the music that was being played during the red light, don't miss next Thursday. And if you dug all those poets that came through, do not miss next Thursday. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard, The Get Down. J. Rob the Wise Son, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and every single person who has a microphone, every single person that has a pen, every single person that has a piece of paper who writes poetry, come through. This is for you. Trust and believe.
That was beautiful. Thank you. And you know I'm going to be there with bells on. I'm trying
come
to be the
now.
First one to come through. Man, I love to get down. I'm trying to tell you, y'all got to be there or be square. Even though it's hip to be square, y'all got to come through and check these two brothers out because they are amazing. And the energy between them, the camaraderie, is unparalleled. Trust me. Now, Rob the Wise Son, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
I got something here. Relatively new, called Dark Night Dances.
Oh.
And it's an extension of something that For Real put together on his show. So let's see if it'll work on this show.
Oh, by all means.
Let me say words to you that may never be said again. And I hope that they may find a way to your heart again. Allow me an opportunity to be something more than a mere fling, a fly-by-night of something just to do when there are things about me that beckons you to just be close. I want to take one of my earplugs and let's listen to the harmonious plucked strings of broken harps that changes the intended sound of its initial intent of musical bliss, but now sounds much better like this. As we speak in sheer silence, but our steps are in unison, one slow dance at a time, one kiss at a time, one musical magical note at a time, one beat at a time, line by line, you are all mine, all mine. Can I please have you after tonight, if that's fine? As I begin to whisper soft words of what you do to me and how you make me feel as you smile with closed eyes delight because you love the growing bulge, and rather than indulge, you accept the offer of potential. That's something this big may bring, and also a slow pelvic grind in tune to the music that we enjoy as your perfume and my cologne entices us pheromoniously as we dance in a pattern unbeknownst to us that turns out to be ritualistic shapes carved out to resemble ancient lovers that strums each other's egos until the music stops and the hours have passed and the warm liquid that drips from your mouth from so much kissing has been consumed at your jugular as it slowly drips down your neck in the middle of this dance that has you tilting your head back while we enjoy this dance, listening to these songs over and over and over because tonight is a night that we get to share each dance, each other, with each other, and just enjoy being us. Circulatory dances in the dark between you and I is an absolute must. No conversation, no phones, just me and my baby in a circle. And that's that peace.
Oh, my God. I forgot where I was for a second. I'm so... God. Lord. I'm sitting here. Y'all know I like to sit with my legs crossed all the time. So my head started tilting to the side. My eyes just glazed over a little bit. And I got my hand on my chest up near my throat, like, Lord have mercy. That was absolutely exquisite. Oh, my God. And your cadence, your flow, your voice, everything, your delivery is just, it's life to me. I love it.
Exactly.
Oh,
thank
God.
You.
And what was beautiful was the way his cadence played to the concept of a dance.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that is the dance of all dancing. Listening to that piece. Oh, God, that was beautiful. Oh, man. See what I'm talking about? This is why I get tickled when he calls in. It's just beautiful poetry. Oh, God, I love it. Man, you're, like I said, one of the
Thank
giants,
you so
man.
Much.
Thank you. Oh, God. All right, love. I'm going to get myself together. I'm going to put you over the end and serve this office. And you can go next door and talk to Josephine. It's for real finished with her now. I don't know what he's up and going through, you know. He's unpredictable, you know.
Well, hey, you know, Kirill might be finished with her. Smeagol might be another matter altogether.
Yeah, exactly,
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man.
This could be a long day.
Well, I pay her well, so she can deal with it. She can deal with it. All right, so... Thank you, J-Rob, the wise son.
You're more than welcome.
Woo, child. One love,
Thank you
one
all
love.
For having me. Stan, it's wonderful hearing your voice again. Good brother, I've missed you, man.
And, man, thank you for bringing that piece. It was fantastic.
My Absolutely. Good brother. Thank you, sir.
Oh, my God. One love, one Mike.
One love, one Mike, y'all.
Wow. Wow, that was beautiful piece. I, you know, I am such a fan of his. I'm trying to tell you, we got one last caller coming up in here. We got ourselves from J-Rob, the wise son to Gina Storm. Hey,
oh,
Gina, welcome to
yeah.
Poetic
we
Thursday. How you doing tonight?
It's so funny because I heard my name and I was thinking, did you say Gina Storm? Yeah, girl. Happy Saturday, y'all. I'm so happy to be here. Look for La Negra.
Happy to have you.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes. It's Saturday. I needed some therapy as usual. Stand a man. I'm
All
glad
right.
to hear.
Well, you're in the right place, honey. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear all this love that's coming through here tonight? This peace.
I have, and I've loved every minute of it. It's necessary. Oh. We all need this every week. This is it's part of self-care.
Honey,
yes.
It is essential for us to survive. We can't survive without love. Other than that, we are in hell. I keep telling everybody that's the difference between heaven and hell. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Misery and love. All right? So how you
I
doing
like
tonight,
that.
Gina?
I'm doing much better now.
Awesome.
I called in a Renaissance
awesome.
Poetry last night and just listened because I felt like I couldn't add anything to the energy that was being displayed. But sometimes you have to just hear poetry and you don't have to spit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But today's a new day, and this is a new mic, and the therapy is a necessity, so I came in to have my session.
Oh,
There you go.
There you go.
And you're right. Sometimes, you know, it's good when you are, you can walk into a good energy and just sit and absorb it. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
that's
you got to hold
that. Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's a good thing. That is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, therapy is in session. So we want to know, what did you bring tonight for us to listen to? Because I know you brought something.
Yeah, I'm entitled tonight's freestyle, self-care. Y'all made it easy. This is how we need to take care of ourselves. We need to be loved on, and we need to share that love so that we can continue to people. It's hard for a lot of people to people because they're not around enough people and they're not feeling enough love. So self-care.
I like it.
Thank you. Thank you, Stan, too. Here we go. Self-care. I don't think it's just a hashtag or something that's trending. Self-care. It shouldn't just be something that people say because they're willing. Care is a necessity. Just like the Perla Negra said, love is. See, it's hard for you to continue to be when you don't have positive energy. Every single day I have to do something to make me feel better about me. I had, and I have to say this one more time, I said it previously this week, two amazing days, not back to back, but in the same week. That has been the first time in probably a year that I was able to say so, and this is why I had to. It was a necessity for me to realize and to appreciate the fact that from the time I rise until the time I lay down to sleep, I had a smile on my face. Everything was just fine in my place. I felt harmoniously one with the universe and nature. I went outside even just for a little while because it was sunny and hot to smell some fresh air. A butterfly landed on my shoulder, waved at a few neighbors, and then I scurried back into the house. Got in. I decided to do something amazing that would satisfy my mouth. I love to cook and to bake, too. I haven't been doing much baking because it's summer, but the cooking, that's what I do. I was standing at the stove, and I was stirring my pot, and I was checking another pan, and then I opened up my air fryer to see if everything was as it should be. My dinner was coming along nicely. So in the interim, I knew I had a few minutes left, and I decided to do something for me. Self-care. It was a necessity. I wasn't just saying it because I thought that it was something that sounded good. No, I had been in a bad mood, sometimes a funk. Depression and grief were weighing me down, and I felt like a lump. I couldn't get up and move and shake and do the things that I usually like to do that make me smile and make it possible for me to share with all of you. Now, I had to roll up in the fetal position and cry myself to sleep a couple of nights last week. And then I realized that the present that I get every day from God is a gift. So in this moment, I decided to do this. Tell you that no matter what you're going through, you can get through it too, but you have to take care of you. I can't refill your cup if you come to me and you're drained, if I'm on empty too. So I took a bubble bath this morning while listening to music, and when I got out, I did something that makes me happy. I vacuumed kitchen floor. I cleaned out the fridge earlier than I ever have in any given week. I usually do it on Thursday because on Friday, the garbage man comes and he'll take away anything that stinks. What I really wanted to do was to put on a happy face, not for pretend, not for the camera, but for me. When I looked in the mirror, I liked what I saw, and I want to continue to see that I'm going to be okay. And the fact that I'm alive and breathing is proof. So you may not do something that's extravagant, but it's always something you need to do. Love you, and you will receive love. Self-care. I'm going to live here. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
I know that's right. I know that's right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Love essential. We need it. We really do, whether we know it or not. We need it. And when we don't have it, we are truly, truly missing out on the best part of life. Okay? And I thank you for that piece, and I thank you for calling in, Gina. Stan?
As always.
Thank you so much.
As always,
Gina, you keep amazing me. That was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful piece on self-care and people having to learn the first person you better love is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the only you you got.
That's it.
Yeah. And as usual, having just the idea that you just come right off the top. Oh, outstanding, lady. Outstanding.
Thank you so much. I used to always think that I was at a disadvantage, but now I've just embraced it. So I appreciate that, Stan.
There you go. That's what you got to do. That's how you make it work. You own it. And that's all
yeah.
it's to it. As simple as that.
That's necessary.
Okay.
Appreciate y'all. Look, I feel so much better. Oh, you're my best therapist ever. I'm never angry when I leave.
Oh, that's what's up. I like
see,
that's
look,
what's
I used to go see my therapist, and I'm thinking, I feel like I got beat up. Or I'm drained because all I did was cry. And then I'm thinking their goal is to help. But sometimes they're a little heavy-handed with it. But here, yeah. when you get poetic therapy, it's not just the poetry. It's the therapy because we all have to reach out and extend ourselves to each other because we could say to ourselves, sure. But if we did, mm-hmm. who are we hurting? Us.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a necessity. And I appreciate the fact that I had a chance to make it through this Saturday. It was like in the nick of time because I was looking at the clock like, oh, I ain't going to make it. But I heard J-Rob. I was like, okay, so they're still here. Let's go. Raise my hand.
There you go.
Good stuff.
I saw it.
I appreciate
like,
look yeah, at yeah.
Her. Look
I was at like, her. Oh, wait, let me raise my hand. Because I'm thinking, you don't know I'm there unless I say I'm here.
Oh, no, I see you. I'm in the studio. I see your number. I'm like,
okay,
well, maybe she ain't going to sit tonight. I don't know.
No,
maybe she's doing something
last
else.
Last night was my night
I
off.
See you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took my night off last night on purpose so that I could make it. And I'm glad I did. And I love everything
yeah.
that I heard. Always amazing
that's
and necessary. Appreciate y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow, Stan. This was an awesome show. The heavy hitters come through, as usual, came through. And they showed, it was just, you know what? It's just love all in the air. And I'm embracing it. I love it. I'm absorbing all of this good energy, okay? But I can put it out there with my love and light when I send it out to y'all. This was a beautiful, beautiful show. And you are awesome.
Yes.
Host, man. I just, yo, as always, I appreciate you coming through and doing this thing with me. Just, you know, we just make this work together.
Yes,
awesome
man.
Teamwork.
And yes, it is always a pleasure. It is always a pleasure.
Thank you. Now, you have any last words for tonight so we can shut the show down?
Yeah. Kind of an old cliche line, but it fits the evening. All you need is love.
Hey. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Stan. Oh, man. And I want to thank everybody that called in, all you awesome poets with your wonderfully unique styles and those beautiful pieces that you fit. Oh, man, I couldn't ask for better. I'm trying to tell you, but it just keeps getting better every time. I love you guys, and I want you to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself inside. If you don't, get it started. Get it started because that's where spirit lies and that's where love is, true love is, from inside, from the heart. I want you to continue to love one another. Be safe because this germ, this virus out here, it's not gone. It's not gone. It might be cutting a couple of corners, missing some of y'all, but it ain't gone, believe me. So I want you to continue to be safe, okay? Wear your mask, especially when you are in large crowds of people, okay? Because that's when it really can, like, attack you. All right. And other than that, y'all, I want everybody to have a beautiful, blessed night. I'm sending out love and light to all of you. You have a good one. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
gone for good, so now hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a younger. He said he'll be back with that same tone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad, burning your violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused. You're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then a tote tag is one last. I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just know, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your vision, just think if it had some Titanic, the fuck you would do to a critic, my new. Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry. Do you hear him, love?
All the things you do, all the things you do.